G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 6. John Barker and Daniel Nuttall with you, and I'm glad that you are able to listen because we have had the odd technical difficulty since Joel has been away, but Joel will be back next week with Daniel while I have a week off, so that's something to look forward to. But I'll tell you what else is something to look forward to, Daniel, and that's this cracking first day of the championships. 10 races, 171 acceptors, and plenty of punting interest.
That's exactly right. We thought the last 2 weeks in Sydney were pretty good at Rose Hill, but yeah, Randwick's certainly delivered, hasn't it? All black type, obviously, barring the country championship, which will be a great race also, but really looking forward to it. Regarding the weather, another wet track, unfortunately. But looking at the forecast and the track condition now, I think it's currently a soft 6. Maybe a soft 7 will probably be the best case scenario. But in any case, it'll be a terrific day of racing and some good feature cards as well around Australia, Bucks.
Yes, indeed. But we will start at Royal Randwick and take you right through the 10-race card. We start at race 1, Whitten Kindergarten Stakes, 1,100 for the 2-year-olds at Group 3 level.
Yeah, with a theory here in the first, and what made her my best of the day as well, just back in grade, slightly here from the last start, defeat to the stablemate Kiyomichi, of course, came out, won the Golden Slipper. I think she's a very talented horse of theory. She's drawn well. The track won't be as a bog of a track, if you like, as it was last start. But in this field, she'll be hard to beat, and the markets suggest that as well. I've got the 2 in next, Stronger, running on well last start behind Cosmic Force. They're well beaten, but beat a few home. I got the 1 Buovac in next, and the 9 Evening Slippers came out and won well upon resumption. So a theory of my best on top of 2-1-9 the first.
Race 2 is the Cactus Imaging Carbine Club Stakes, 1,600 for the 3-year-olds at Group 3 level.
Going to give Ranier one more chance here, the 2 for the Godolphin Yard. Not convinced, loved the heavy 10 last start. I've been tracking up okay in a couple of runs before that. Look, it's not really wanted in the market, admittedly, but I think at the price, worth a bit of a nibble each way. Certainly a good colt on his day, this horse. Ring-a-ding-ding, the 1 is the main danger for mine. Very good run in the Australian Guineas, 2 back, and not sighted against Winks last start. This is more his go. Dealmaker and the 11 Agassi, progressive young horse coming through the grades, I think can run well for exotics. 2 on top of 1, 3 and 11.
Race 3, the TAB Adrian Knox Stakes. Some of these fillies no doubt will back up in the Oaks next week. This one is over 2,000 metres at Group 3 level.
Hard to go past Princess Jenny, the top weight for the David Barotti Oak Yard Bucks. It was terrific at Moonee Valley in a good race there. Came from last and recorded some very quick sectionals to get over the top of Angelic Ruler, who'd been running well, the WA horse. Look, this is definitely a stiffer test. We won't know if she handles the Sydney way going, but it was hard to ignore Princess Jenny. Got the 5 in next, Maracaibo. Interesting filly this horse. She went to Morpheville and won quite well there. I really liked her win last preparation at Canberra. It sort of put her on the map for me anyway, before then going on to the Oaks and running a good fourth behind Aristia. She'll just be a different horse out and trip to the 2,000 metres. The 6, Amangiri, winner of her last 2, albeit in moderate midweek grade, but look, she only can only beat what's in front of her. She's worth thought, and look, she's a little short in the market for me, but definitely will run well. And the 8 in next, Welsh Legend, 1 over the odds. 1-5, 6-8, race 3.
Race 4 is the race you mentioned earlier, the only non-black type race, but it is worth 600,000, and it is intriguing with 16 to face the starter. They've got 6 emergencies, so you would think that the full 16 will line up. 1,400 metres for country-trained horses who have come through the qualifying heats. And the punters like Noble Boy and La Scopa, but you've gone around those two.
I have, and
look, your top tip, I should say.
Yeah, Noble Boy, for a couple of months now, has already had one hand on the trophy, if you will, in the eyes of the punters and a few people in the media. Look, it is a deserved favourite. Very good win last start. I'm going with one who did beat him home, two backs. That was in the Goulburn qualifier. That was Al Mahaha. Previously with Chris Waller, and now with Tash Burley down in Goulburn. It was a big win in that race. It sat wide throughout. Didn't get the best of runs, but still too good there. So happy to go with him at a little bit of a price. Noble Boy, as I said, deserved to be favourite, goes in next. The 14, La Scopa, and the Matt Dunyard, who's in a purple patch of form. And I got the 8 in next, which is Safe Landing. Also came through that Musselbrook qualifier same as Noble Boy did. But look, you make case there are a few more there. I think the favourite's short enough. 3-1, 14 and 8.
Race 5 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, the Schweppes Chairman's Quality. Group 2 over 2,600, worth $300,000. Final tune-up for next week's Sydney Cup.
It is, and looking forward to this race. I think a couple down the bottom can certainly make their presence felt. I've got Charo on top. I've been following him all preparation. No reason to drop off now. Midterm sort of controlled that race, the Mannion last start, but he still ran well. From midfield, and I think this is perfect, the 2600 metres for him. I've got the 19 in Supernova, is really impressed since coming over from Europe. A little bit short of his best first up, ran second there, but a very, very good win at Rose Hill last start, so about to 1900 metres. The form around the race has since stood up. In for third, I have the 4 Self Sense, very good Mornington Cup winner, in a very good vein of form at the moment, and look, we'll be heading to the jump shortly, but a chance in this for sure. And Von Gamas, a 3 in for fourth. 14, 19, 4 and 3.
First of the group ones is race 6 at Royal Randwick on Saturday. It is the Inglis Sires. It is worth $1 million plus, and it is over 1400 for 2-year-olds at set weights.
Yeah, going with two that come out of the Golden Slipper in Loving Gabby and Microphone. Loving Gabby didn't have the best of runs throughout, but she was still very good to the line there. I think she's more suited at 1400 metres and get the chance for that to be proven here. Microphone, look, has done nothing wrong with this preparation. Very good in the Golden Slipper there, just finishing behind a stablemate, Kiyomichi. Those will be the main two to play around. One of the things that a big price here though, Barks, is Bullet Fly, the 9 for the Snowden Yard. This is certainly much harder than what he's faced. He's sort of Newcastle midweek grade his last couple, but two starts back, ran well behind Fortress Command, who was very good in a group race last week in Sydney, and then came out last start to win the maiden very comfortably after to get into a bit of an awkward spot. I think he can settle midfield and look. Untested on the wet ground, but 67-1, definitely worth throwing in exotics in each way play. And in for four, they've got the 5, Bellevue Hill. 12-2, 9-5.
Race 7, first leg of the quaddy, at Randwick on Saturday is the Harold's Australian Derby. Group 1, $2 million bucks, 3-year-olds, 2400 metres. Level weights, and they've all got 56.5 because the only filly is out.
And I've got Chapada on top, the 5. Big fan of this horse. Thought the run behind the Autumn Sun, the Guineas, was very good. It was sort of, that could have been missed a bit because everyone would have been watching the duel happening out front with Arrogant and the Autumn Sun, but he was terrific making up ground. It was taking ground off him in the end, Chapada. So up to 2,400 metres, I think it'll be hard to beat in this. I did like Frankly Awesome before she came out this morning, but I got the 2 in next, Madison County. Loomed up to win last start last week in the Tullock. Just couldn't really go on with it. Maybe the extra trip will suit. I'm thinking it will. Arrogant, one I mentioned in the duel with the Autumn Sun last start in the Rose Hill Guineas, in for third and in for fourth, I think Global Exchange. 3 straight this prep, I think still improving with each run. So good race though, good addition. 5, 2, 4 and 8.
Race 8, equal smallest field of the day, but certainly one of the more intriguing races. It is the Aquis TJ Smith Stakes. It's always a cracker. It's worth $2.5 million plus, 1200 group one at weight for age.
Probably the race I'm looking forward to the most, Barks. As you said, it's only one of the smallest fields, but case can be made for all. Look, Pierrata, I just can't jump off him after his last start. I thought he'd got there in the Galaxy. It was a terrific run from well back, chasing home Nature Strip, who was out in front all the way, and just missed by the barest of margins. I think up to 1200 metres, will suit him better. And I think in this, look, he'll be in each way odds, but he'll be one that'll be very hard to beat. Redzel, the one grand final for him. I think he's much better than what we all know. He's much better than what he showed last start. I'm giving him another chance in this. Osborne Bulls, terrific closer in the Newmarket, of course. Some say he's a little unlucky behind Sunlight. And of course, Sunlight's gone and justified that form by winning the William Reid. And she's in as my fourth pick. But a couple of others can win this as well. 4-1, 7-11.
And the real big one at Royal Randwick on Saturday is race 9. The start, Doncaster Mile with 3 million plus, 1600 metre handicap. Genuine handicap 2, 58 top weight, 49 bottom weight. And group one level, naturally enough.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with 50 stars. I thought he was very good winning the Ajax last start. Just sort of looked to be, you know, sort of going up and down in one spot, but really dug deep and was able to be too good to win that race. 50 kilos, look, the draw's sticky, no doubt, but he's a terrific horse and he's unbeaten on wet tracks. 5 for 5, 3 on soft, 2 on heavy. So hard to ignore 50 stars. Elise in next, she's one of mine. Look, had every chance in the All-Star Mile. Just Mystic Journey was too good there. But yeah, to the mile, back to Sydney way going. She'll be hard to beat. In for third, I got the 4, Land of Plenty, and the 12 as well, Eckstein. I think probably should have finished a little closer last start. Didn't get the best of luck, sort of got knocked up there in the run. Might be one throwing into wider exotics and multiples. 15, 3, 4, 12. Cracking race.
All right, and we finish with race 10. There is a race 10. If you're working off your winning post, you will have to turn over from page 13 to page 15. This is the official memorabilia, PJ Bell Stakes for 3-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres at Group 3 level.
Well, Mortaja on top, Barks at 12. Did what you had to do at midweek level Hawkesbury last start, beating the older horses there. She was terrific winning that. But the start prior in the Mooney Valley, she was well back there, just ran on really well, just couldn't sort of catch those leaders, but still a terrific run. Very good runs through the spring. She's a talented filly, natural improvement. I think she'll be hard to beat in this. She's my each way bet of the days. $8 I think is a good each way price. In for second, the 10, Madame Rouge. She's been good in two runs this preparation. I thought her run was better than it looks on paper last start in the Group 1 surround. 2, Fiesta, going well. Just forgive last start, struck trouble there. And in for fourth, I've got the 21, Jen Rules. She might not get a run. There's an easy race at Kembla that are waiting for her. She'll be hard to beat in that. But she gets a run here, definitely put in the numbers. 12 each way on top of 10, 2 and 21.
All right, and that was Daniel's value bet on the Royal Randwick program. Race 10, number 12, Mortaja. His best, you'll recall from earlier, is race 1, number 8, Aetheri. So, bookings to get your cash at Royal Randwick on Saturday. In Melbourne, meanwhile, we've had our little tour around the country at Mornington and Bendigo. We're back at Caulfield. There is one listed race. It is race 8, the Anniversary Vase.
Yeah, with the Tassie hello over street here on top, Barks. Consistent caliber, no doubt. 5 starts, 5 placings, all finishing in the Quinella in those. The last start run at Flemington was pretty good. It sort of sat wide there and wasn't too bad. It was only 0.3 of a length of Widgie Turf. He'll be running around in that Doncaster we previewed earlier. Ticks a lot of boxes here, hello over street. No, the trainer's quite confident. It goes on top, the 1. 14 in next, Heptagon. Also, I'm a big fan of one that bolted in the Echuca Cup last start, and 3 starts back beat Streets of Avalon home pretty easily with 58.5 kilos. He's a good horse on his day when he wants to turn up, and if he does turn up here, he'll be another one that'll be hard to beat. 6 Kimono, just definitely a better horse than we saw at Mooney Valley there. Got back a couple of things against him in the run, willing to forgive him. And 16, Princeton Spirit can run a big race. 1, 14, 6 and 16 in the feature.
And I'm with the veteran Snippets Land, number 5, second to Dreamforce. A couple of starts ago, that form certainly worked out quite well, and then went to Canberra and won the national sprint in impressive fashion. From one of my favourites, of course, Hell of a Street, just the weight put me off slightly. Manolo Blahnik for third, Malaise for fourth, gives me 5, 1, 9 and 12. But, the Tasmanians will be very disappointed that I've jumped off Hell of a Street there. I can report that my best bet is another Tasmanian, and that is race 5 at number 5, Lady Pluck. And my value bet was race 2, number 13, Lord Gododdin. Good last start, does stay at 1600 metres, and in fact now has to get a run because apparently the handicappers weren't aware that the rail was out 10 metres, so even though he's number 13 in a 16 horse field, he is the first emergency, but should surely get a run. There should be a scratching before Saturday. So my best race 5, number 5, Lady Pluck. My value bet race 2, number 13, Lord Gododdin. Yours, Daniel?
Yeah, start of the card. Hopefully we can make some cash here, Barks, for the rest of the day. My best comes in race 3, the 2, Think Blur, from the Mayusa stable. Back in grade after looking okay run in the Group 3 Matron Stakes. This is a back to fillies, a mare grade, benchmark 84 here. It has to carry half a kilo less, and she did in the Group 3 after the claim to T.O. Nugent. She'll be hard to beat here in the race 3, Think Blue, and the my value comes up in the first. Not so much value. Memphis Rock, $6, $2, so can go each way. Just love the trial of Memphis Rock. Obviously, competed in stakes grade throughout his debut preparation, and yeah, really good trial. Flemington, from memory, ran the quickest time of the morning in those set of heats there. So he's switched on for his first up run. He might be hard to beat in the first. So race 1, Memphis Rock, my value.
All right, in Adelaide, they're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville, and there's no black type races, but we've switched into the Adelaide Carnival mode, where every race is worth $100,000, and as you'd expect, owners and trainers have very much come to the party, so we've got a good 40% more horses than we have at a usual Morfordville, or we've had at recent Morfordville Parks meetings. You're saving your best to last here, Daniel. Both you, in fact, and the entire Winning Post panel, quite keen on race 8, number 9, East India Man, who we've got marked as a $6 second favourite behind Diapa Sun. You would think that East India Man might start a bit shorter than $6.
Yeah, I think it is currently a little bit shorter than that when I last checked. Don't like declaring things, Barks, because a lot can happen, but this looks a good thing, East India Man, really. Well back in grade after a good run at Flemington. Posted wide, did a lot of work in that race. Jumbo Asaki was the hard luck story out of the race there, but East India Man didn't get a lot of luck easier. Sat wide, and Outrageous came through on the rail to win that. Outrageous since ran pretty well at Bendigo last week, so very good. Only 57 kilos here. Baron Voice, obviously the new jockey for Tony McAvoy, riding well. I think he'll be terribly hard to beat in the last if you can patient enough to wait that long. In terms of a value, race 1. So bookending the card again. Race 1, number 8, Star Central for the informed Will Clarkin stable. The Strathalbinger debut was pretty good. Sort of a weird run. She was struggling before the turn, but once she picked up in the straight, she really let down well. And no match for an all-the-way winner, but she came from well back of the field, taking ground off that winner in the end there. It was a very good debut run, and I think she'll take plenty of benefit from that. So Star Central at a $9.50 shot when I last looked. My each way, race 1, number 8.
All right, well, speaking of big fields, Queensland Metro Racing heads to Toowoomba for the Toowoomba Cup and Wheatwood Handicap. And Wheatwood Handicap is the black type race. It is 1,200 metres at listed level. And happily enough, Daniel, your value bet comes up here, and that's number 5 for Chris Waller, Sexy Eyes, first up.
She's a ripper, Bark. She's one of my favourites. Look, 13 starts, yet to miss the top 4. First up, 1,200 metres. Look, she wouldn't be coming to Toowoomba for fun. I think she's been set to win this race. The trial was okay on a heavy track. But she'll get better conditions there on the day, and yeah, I think she'll be hard to beat in this. She won the Gosford Group 3 Belle of the Turf before spelling. That was against much, much better opposition than this, and with a good ride from Robbie Frad, she'll settle midfield, and she'll be very hard to hold out, I would have thought. In for second, I've got the 6, Mr. Marbaloo. 7 wins from 13 starts record says it all there. He's in form, okay. Last start, I think it was a race that sort of suited the swoopers. This horse, of course, runs up on the speed. The 2, Sovereign Nation, the former Victorian. 1 start in Queensland, went okay at the Sunny Coast early in the year. And 3, Tie Zone. From my neck of the woods, Townsville now, down with the Tony Edmonds yard, it got the Gold Coast, can't be ignored as well. Case for a few others, but I thought Sexy Eyes at $6, definitely an each way play, if not an outright one. 5, 6, 2, 3.
All right, and your best at Toowoomba comes up earlier in the card. It is race 2, number 4. Another one first up, this one for Tony Gollan, and that's Light Up the Room.
That's right. Very good first up record, 2 from 2. Plenty of spruik around this horse when she stepped up on debut, and she sort of delivered on that potential. She raced in some very good races, Magic Millions races towards the end of the prep. But yeah, first up here, very good trial. I think Light Up the Room will be hard to beat in this. The 4. Yeah, race 2, number 4, my best.
Alrighty, Ascot is the venue as usual at this time of year for Perth Racing, and we have WA's biggest 2-year-old race of the season. That is the Amelia Park Karrakatta Plate. It's worth $500,000. Set weights over 1,200 metres. BJ Ryan likes number 1, Jericho Missile, the Magic Millions winner. Coming out, ran second in the Perth Stakes last start. That was a fast run race that will tune him up for this hard 1,200 metres here. And Willie Pike jumps back aboard. Old Comrade Stakes is the other black type race. This is a listed event over 1,600 metres, and BJ's best comes up here. That is number 5, Tell 'Em We're Coming. Good thing beaten last two starts, Bunbury Stakes and Grandstand Cup. From barrier 3, we'll get back, and so might need a bit of luck again, but should be winning according to BJ. His best value bet for the day is race 2, number 7, Salon du Cheval, at about $6. That wraps up another preview podcast. Leaves us only to remind you to buy your winning post if you haven't already. Only $5.50. We've got all the form for Friday. We've got the Friday night at Cranbourne. All our usual Saturday coverage. Sunday, we've got 4 more form guides and all your favourite features too. With the exception of a couple of breeding pages, which we couldn't get in because these fields were so enormous. But I'm sure they will be back once again next week. And so will Daniel. I won't be. As mentioned, Joel will be joining Daniel next week. Finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. Daniel, where are you going?
Little multi, Barks. I think East India Man, obviously quite keen on that horse in the last at Morpheville into my best in Melbourne. Think Blue, race 3, number 2. Melbourne into race 8, number 9 in Adelaide. $20 multi on the head of that.
I'm going to have 20 a win on race 5, number 5 at Caulfield, Lady Pluck. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.